We can go over websites. I'll get off my shit.
Maybe that should be the tournament. Best porn.
Best porn sites. And welcome, everybody, to episode 697 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Huh? What are we talking about? Oh, sorry. I was looking up. I mean, you weren't talking about anything before the show.
You were looking at XNXX, weren't you, Break? I know that's what you were doing, man.
I was recommending one in the webs on the to the chatters right now. There you go. You,
you were recommending a porn website?
I mean, what are you talking about, Frank? Why are you gonna be talking about porn, Frank? This is a family show with family values and shit like that.
Right. It's definitely family friendly, like it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, speaking of family friendly, let's look at the news, which right away I'm getting like this. I mean, it's really weird. It's like this sex. Here, I'll put it on for you. We're going to do the news. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Sexy news, all right.
RPG news.
Well, I would have showed you one of the ads that was here, but it was one of those Gillette, like, razor commercials, but it was with this really hot chick, and she was all sweaty, and she had, like, a white, like, tank top on, and I don't know, but
and she had a beard to shave.
No, she was shaving like around her like belly, and like just it was all like sexual. I mean, probably because you know these computers listen to every word that we say.
She had a huge bush.
Probably. I mean, she had you know like panties on, but it didn't look like she had much of a bush at all, man. I mean, it was just you know. I mean, but
it's confusing.
I mean, super hot.
Using commercial for razors. That really is.
Exactly. But hey, hot chick. That's all that matters. All right, Eric. Let's go.
Okay. As soon as it loads, hold on a second.
you can tell how prepared we are, everybody.
Sword Art Online, Alization Licorice DC, DLC. Sorry, is coming, and there will be a Switch port. It was listed by a retailer, so it's probably coming as well. And it's the second DLC, titled Blooming of Matricaria? I don't know.
Matricaria? I don't know.
But, blah, 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 stuff happened.
Blah, 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 stuff happened. I like it, man. Alright, we're good.
Anyways, late Switch ports, so it's weird that the game's still getting DLC, because the game's been out for a couple of years already.
That is
weird. And now there's going to be a Switch version, because, of course, all the other Sword Art Online games have had Switch ports. But, like, the gap between this game's release and a Switch port that's eventually coming has been long.
That is weird. You bring up a good point, Eric. Before we move on to the next story, I know we said we were just going to pretty much do headlines, but don't like games ship nowadays like with half of the game missing just so they can release DLC? I mean, like, you know, you would think that it wouldn't take 2 years to release DLC. I don't know.
I think it's less about that and more about publishers forcing games to come out. Like, you know, here's a date. We want it out this time, whether you're ready or not.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened with, what was that game? It was supposed to be the big release of last year. It was a glitch fest, or was it 2 years ago?
What, Cyberpunk? I'm thinking Cyberpunk, or what?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Also, I know is that games, the Sword Art Online games, they're okay, but they're not worth the price that they're asking for when they initially release.
No. All right, Break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remastered surpasses 600,000 units sold worldwide. Not shipped, sold. So there you go, and that's not bad.
No, that's
if
not.
If they're bragging about it, then they must be happy.
Exactly. It's not a Square Enix story where they're like, "Oh, we sold 2.2 million. Yep. What a disappointment! Fucking piece of shit property. Let's sell it to the highest bidder." You know, I mean, that's that's
and,
pretty much.
And Atlas, that would like to reiterate, Shin Megami Tensei V has sold more than 1 million units.
Yep.
So they're not disappointed with this, or they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yep, I wouldn't be disappointed with 600,000 for a remaster. Are you kidding me? Nocturne's a great game, just super fucking hard. It's a great game. All right, anything else on that break?
Mm-mm. Good. Oh, just say good. I'm just gonna say good shot to Atlas for you know.
Yeah, for actually being happy. Yeah, being reasonable. Speaking of reasonable, Sabotage Studios delays Sea of Stars to 2023. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. As we are closing in on a very big milestone, the road to launch becomes clearer, and we find ourselves here with a large body of text and our logos at the bottom. Keeping in mind our two main priorities, quality of life for our team. Look at this, guys. This is important. Quality of life for our team and quality of the finished game. We can now confirm that Sea of Stars will be released in 2023.
I think what would probably have pushed it had not been those issues would have been the fact that it would have been destroyed in the month it was going to release, because there's lots of stuff coming out then.
Well, not only that, but don't you think that's such a cool thing to say? Quality of life for our team? How many times have we talked about crunch and how it's destroying a lot of people? You know, I mean, that's really cool, and I'm glad Sabotage Studios is doing this, and that makes me want to support this game even more. So I will be picking this game up next year when it comes out. So good on you,
Sea of Stars. Really good too,
and it does look good, by the way. So I'm definitely going to pick this up next year when it comes out. So, and we've talked about Sea of Stars before. It looks really good. It's got like 16-bit graphics, if I remember correctly. It just looks really, really good. Like old school goodness. I'm definitely going to be picking this up. And especially after hearing that, you know, that right there is a game we all need to support. Whether you're a
Canadian developer.
Yeah. Whether you like RPGs or not.
Better democracy than us.
Right.
Only slightly, though.
We're going to talk about that later, guys. But I really think that this is something to exalt and support, I think. Even if the game isn't the greatest, I think we should support this game. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is that Stranger Paradise's first DLC has got a release date. And it's coming on July 20th, and it's Trials of the Dragon King. So you gotta do something with Bahamut.
Freak 5, what's up, man? Nice to have Freak 5 in chat. Welcome on in, sir. You missed all the porn talk earlier, Freak 5.
And it says the two other DLC packs that are planned are called Wanderer of the Rift and Different Future.
All right. I mean, it looks cool.
So I wonder if it'll introduce a new weapon, because like the Neo games introduced like another weapon or two in their DLCs. So all that'll right. be interesting if that happens.
There you go.
Or maybe new classes.
Yep. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
The only other thing I noticed is in the logo is that Bahamut's got a bunch of swords as wings. So they're kind of copying the look that he has as the Blade Master from Final Fantasy XV.
Yeah, there you go. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Sorry, it's scrolling. Mm. Star Ocean: The Divine Force begins its expedition on October 27th for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, all the Xboxes, and the PC.
Yeah.
New trailers out. We don't care about that because this is a podcast. No, we don't really care about the story either. No, nope, we can move on.
Okay. I will say the trailer looks actually pretty cool. It's just like a more like a not a trailer, more like a what do they call that? A teaser. But it looks pretty cool.
Oh, there's some early, I should read this. There's those who buy the game early also receive 4 exclusive pawns to be used in the title's minigame. They're crossover characters from 2 of the Tri-Ace past titles, Linnef and Lizard from Valkyrie Profile and Jack and Ridley from Radiata Stories. Deluxe edition for Star Ocean to Divine Force includes the game's deluxe edition, original soundtrack, as well as a variety of packs that contain weapons, armors, and accessories. So there you go.
Looks pretty good, man. Star Ocean is kind of underrated in my view. There were a couple of stinker games, but what's that? You like it?
I like Star Ocean. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It was a different, a unique scenario from what you usually get from RPGs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're going through space. Exploring new planets and shit like that, as opposed to going through the old haunted woods and then the dungeon and fighting the dragon with your swords and magic and stuff because you don't even have fucking electricity.
Yeah. You ever play Rogue Galaxy, Breakman?
I don't think so.
Ooh, Rogue Galaxy is a good one. You should play that, man. It's really good. Do you still have a PS2 by chance?
Oh, I definitely have my PS2.
Yeah, get Rogue Galaxy.
It hasn't been used in a long time, but I have it.
Yeah, Rogue Galaxy.
It's got a really lame. I think he's competing against Ez Maverick for the stupidest name of her character ever, Daxter Rogue.
Yeah, Daxter Rogue. Skodoma says, "Mommy Modella Chelada." I mean, that sounds good, dude. I think I'm gonna have a beer after, maybe. I haven't had a beer in a bit, man. But Chelada? Good. Okay. Who did that story? That was you, right, Break? Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
Maybe. It might have been. I don't remember.
Yeah. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Namco Bandai announces Ultra Kaiju Monster Rancher for Nintendo Switch. It's getting an English release in Asia. Well, that's kind of weird. So there you go. A new Monster Rancher. It's getting an English release in Asia, which I don't
probably
know how.
Probably because of licensing issues.
Maybe. So for sure, we're getting it here.
No, we are. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
That's why it's releasing in English in Asia.
Yeah.
Just gives people a way to buy it. I mean, there's no Steam release. This is what they kind of have to do.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, that's cool. So
it's basically just Monster Rancher, but with kaiju from the various Godzilla movies and such.
Oh, that sounds fucking cool as fuck, then. I like that.
Well, it says Ultra Kaiju, so it's probably mostly Ultraman Kaiju.
Do they have Godzilla in it? That would be even better.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe that's like a DLC character or some shit, you know? All right, well, that's the story, and we're sticking to it. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the series is called Monster Farm Japan.
Monster Farm. All right, Eric.
From RPG Site, we've got... This is obviously a play on Circus de Soleil, but a Circus Electrique is a steampunk story-driven tactical turn-based RPG released later this year for consoles and PC. And it's going to come for the PlayStation 4 and 5, the Xbox consoles, and Nintendo Switch and PC, which includes Steam and Epic, in 2022.
It's got a really cool art style, man. I know I say that quite a bit on the show, but it looks really cool. Like, I'm fast-forwarding through the thing here. It's sort of like... oh, man, there's a game like this that I played. It's got an art style sort of, kind of... Like you would see in a Vanillaware tile, but I just can't explain it, man. It's pretty cool art style. Let's just put it that way. Circus Electrique. If this was a traditional RPG, I'd definitely be playing this. It looks good. Oh, there's a gameplay trailer here too. I didn't even see that. Let's fast forward to the gameplay. There we go. Strategy, but it doesn't. It looks like to me more traditional than strategy. I don't know. It looks cool. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Break. You're next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Legend of Mana: The Teardrop Crystal TV anime starts this October. I was trying to see if there's like a story plot synopsis, but I'm not seeing it yet. Just say it about the clip of this trailer. Here's their little blip here. Well, clips of
what's well, that the story of Legend of Mana: The Teardrop Crystal is about the Jumi and the Jewel Eater that keeps stealing their jewel cores.
Okay,
which basically kills them, and you have to try to stop them in that storyline. The anime is based on that one of those three storylines, and this one.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. There's the synopsis. I mean, it looks like basic anime, though. It doesn't look like anything super special, but if you're interested... But
maybe the anime could expand on some details that the game just doesn't give you.
That's a possibility.
Maybe it'll be more likable than the game. I mean, as if you see the characters in action and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give anything a chance before I...
Yeah, before I shit on it.
Anything.
Yeah. Exactly, man. All right, Eric... Next. Oh, no, it's my turn. Comes to us from, if it loads here, RPGsite.net. Square Enix unveils life simulation RPG Harvestella, releasing on November 4th for the Switch and PC. So there's a little trailer here that I have not had a chance to look at. It looks like maybe a mix between Harvest Moon and, like, maybe Final Fantasy. I don't know.
It's thinking more like a more in-depth version of Rune Factory, where it leans
more
on the RPG narrative side.
Yeah, that's a better bet, but it does look kind of good.
It actually looks interesting to me. I watched the trailer earlier this week, and I was actually like surprised by. I was interested in this.
Yeah, this looks interesting. It looks like a mashup of Final Fantasy and like what Eric says, Rune Factory. So. It looks like it's got potential. I mean, I don't think it's going to fall into all the Final Fantasy tropes, even though Final Fantasy XII director Isamu Kamikokuryu is the director of this one, so I don't know.
The guy that took over for the other guy.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. And then
why the second half of Final Fantasy XII felt like a wet fart.
If you like the music from the Tales series, Goshina did the music, so that's cool. I did like the music in the Tales series, so there you go. Looks all right. I'm interested for sure. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is something that will make me and Breakman happy.
Yes, it does.
Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection coming in 2023 to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and PC, but curiously not Xbox, at least... as of yet.
But, yeah, it'll get there.
On my Switch anyway.
Yeah. But it's going to include the following. Mega Man Battle Network, Mega Man Battle Network 2, Battle Network 3, White, Blue, Red Sun, or 4 Red Sun, Blue Moon, and 5 Team Turtleman, Team Colonel, 6 Cybeast Dragar, and Cybeast Felzar.
Huh.
And I'm kind of disappointed that it doesn't include Double Team, but maybe if they do a second collection with the Star Force games, they could throw in there along with the other Battle Network games that have nowhere else to go.
Is this
What was that card game?
Battleship Challenge, you mean?
Yeah. So that'd be another one they could throw in there.
Is this a good collection here, guys? You guys are the Mega Man expert.
Yeah, if you like Mega Man, if you like the Battle Network games, absolutely.
Okay,
I think they're. It's a solid take on Mega Man, turning it into kind of an RPG story.
Some people were kind of disappointed in the fact that there's apparently no online battling like for the games, because the game will let you play with someone else, and you could get into like a versus mode of sorts. But like they wanted a kind of like an online version of that, but it could still show up as like a new mode. Mm-hmm. But based on the game's listing, it says single player, so maybe it could just refer to the mode that you're primarily going to be playing in, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they're going to do, like, a new Mega Man Battle Network game, depending on sales for this.
Skodama says,
I wouldn't count on them putting much DLC out for anything. Like, yeah. They dropped the ball heavily on Mega Man 11. Like, no DLC for that game? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right, right.
Like, not even to play as another character.
Yeah, and all we got for, like, the Street Fighters is new costumes and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And the same with Monster Hunter. Just, here's some new costumes, here's some new looks. Hey, look, you can look like Mega Man where you're slaying that dragon. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
With every passing year, it just feels like 11 was the flex to say we could do a Mega Man without a Fune.
Yeah. Skodama says maybe,
and
like,
they did nothing else because they felt like they had done enough or something.
Maybe like Chrono Cross. Chrono Cross would be an awesome one to redo. But all right. Let's.
Wait, I thought Chrono Cross was just redone.
They re-released it, but
it's
not largely the same emulation. Yeah. And who knows if they'll fix some of those issues, like the frame rate. And I mean, it's a serviceable re-release, but it could have been a lot better.
Why doesn't someone like redo Chrono Trigger? I'm wondering. Like, do they just want to leave greatness alone? I bet, because that game is so.
Well, they already re-released it on Steam, and that was disastrous.
Yeah, I think he means more like a remake. Like, the battle system in that game was so unique. The way it was, I don't know, like, how well that would do if you did, like, a modern remake.
Well, if they did a remake, they'd probably have to include at least the port of the DS version to, like, seal the deal.
Yeah, yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, RPG Time! The Legend of Wright hits new platforms this August!
I wanted to go back to the Legacy Collection real quick, though. One thing that does bother me is that the digital versions of these games have been split into two volumes, which is just weird. Like, yeah, just give me all of it. I mean, I guess they're giving people options who buy digitally. It's like, for those that might like one set of the Battle Network games over the other.
Yeah, but why only digitally as opposed to, like, I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Yeah, because, like, it's like, if you buy it physically, you'll get all of them, but... Mm. Yeah. But so how, what's the pricing going to be for these two volumes? Like, is it get cut in half or something? Is like,
fuck so no.
A $40 game becomes
$20. Yeah, right. That's exactly what they're going to do. They'll be $19.99 a piece. And the whole game will be $39.99.
Yeah.
So it'll actually cost you a penny more. Or a penny less, I'm sorry.
And if they're going to, like, split it between 1 through 3 and the two versions of 3, and then 4 or 5 and 6 get their own volume.
This RPG Time game looks interesting, guys. This next story, this one here. I was looking at the trailer. It's got, like, I don't know, it looks like a paper mache type game. It's really, really unique looking. I don't know. Check out the trailer.
This game will be out on March 10th for the Xbox and Windows platform. And it'll be on the Nintendo Switch and PlayStation on August 18th. Wait, is that next year or this year? See, I'm confused.
It's got to be this year.
Oh, released earlier this year on March. My bad. Yeah. I misread that. Sorry.
Yeah.
It'll be out on the 18th of August on the Switch and PlayStation 4.
Yeah, because I think it hit the Xbox first.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
My bad. I misread that.
Interesting. It looks, looks kind of cool. All right, anything else on that break?
Do you want the story, or I think we should probably just move on.
Yeah, just move on, man. Let's move on.
I think the game recently hit Game Pass, too.
Ooh, I'm going to have to check it out.
What a shocker. Game Pass gets a game? Really? All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. Cygames launches the action RPG roguelike Little Noah, Scion of Paradise to PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch and PC today. So there's an announcement trailer.
That was probably yesterday because this is dated for the 28th. Actually, it was a couple days ago.
It looks kind of cool. It looks it's got a little bit of this is gonna sound strange for being an RPG, but it's kind of got like Melee, like Smash Brothers type.
Getting Lapis X Labyrinth vibes from the game when I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, maybe a little of that too, Eric. Yeah, for sure. But it looks cool, very vibrant, very colorful. Looks kind of cool. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is Doraemon Story of Seasons Friends of the Great Kingdom is coming west, and this is a sequel to the other Doraemon Story of Seasons game, which I never played, but anyways, it's a follow-up to 2019 game, and it's basically Story of Seasons, but with a story that involves the Doraemon franchise.
I'm trying to look for the actual Doraemon. Oh, there it is. Let me go over to it. There it is. It sort of looks like Minecraft, right?
It's more like Story of Seasons, because that's oh, the shit. Game.
Here we go. Story of Seasons. Okay, I got it right. I was actually clicking on a Minecraft related.
I was about to say, that's what we were looking at.
Yeah. Like, I was like, God, that looks a lot like Minecraft. It's like, yeah, I see it.
I'm sued for this. This is ridiculous.
Anyways, it's coming right. Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, and presumably 4, maybe. Because leaving 4 out would just be weird.
Yeah.
PC. And 2022, so sometime probably in the fall.
Yeah. Skodama, I've been playing the newest Samurai Showdown. It's very good. Well, that's cool.
Alright. I'm kind of mad that, like, the Doraemon reboot got localized a few years back, and they kind of stopped doing it at some point. Because people weren't watching it, because the channel it was on put on such a weird time slot that nobody probably bothered watching it.
Yeah. All right, Break, next story. You've had all the Persona news today. You might as well do the rest here.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4 Golden, and Persona 5 Royal are coming to the Nintendo Switch.
That's actually big news. That's big news.
It's for Nintendo Switch the system if you want to play RPGs.
Yeah, for sure.
It's becoming that.
For sure, for sure. The Switch is an underrated system. I know we always talk about Xbox and, other stuff, but and PlayStation, but the Switch is definitely underrated. I like it too, man. It's even though I haven't played it in a bit, I do like it. It's just I'm more of a PlayStation guy than anything, but yeah, the Switch is underrated for sure. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Site. .net, of course. Dragon Quest Treasures comes to the Nintendo Switch on December 9th. So, there you go. Dragon Quest Treasures.
What is it?
I don't know.
It looks kind of like a Zelda game, but you go around finding treasure. And you can use different monsters to help you. See, this is why the game was originally going to be a Dragon Quest Monsters game before they decided to do this instead.
Yeah. Okay, I was gonna. That's what I was wondering. Like, how is this different from the Monster series? It really isn't. Got it.
PC forever.
I saw the direct about it. The snippets talking about it a little bit. Like, you can use something like a drakey to like fly across the pit or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and that looks badass. You can use that, dude. This game looks fun, man. This looks really good.
Shock. Frank's drooling over Dragon Quest.
So I wonder what the slime does. I wonder if it works like Rocket, and then he could just sling you across a chasm or something.
Ooh. Damn.
If you get a metal slime, you never get hit.
Exactly.
You're pretty much invincible. If they hit you once, you just run away.
Just throw it up in front of you.
You get, like, escape powers like no other. There's fucking metal slimes, man.
Yep.
That's funny as fuck, man. You know, I'll never forget the first time I ever ran into a metal slime. I'm like, ooh, this is cool, a new slime. I hit it once, and then it's like, I'm out.
If you want more proof, this is like Zelda. There's a picture in here where the girl... character, I forget her name in the game, but like, no, in this game,
I know
she's lifting up the treasure she's lifting up the treasure like Link does an item in Zelda.
By the way, it looks like the slimes allow you to jump up higher, higher elevations.
Oh, yeah. Thing.
Yeah, so
I guess they're using bouncy or something.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. And the last story, Eric.
The last story is from RPG Site, and Nier Automata is coming to Switch on October 6th. And It will run at 1080p in TV mode and 720 in handheld mode, because of course that's what the handheld's set at.
Right.
But frame rate will be 30 in FPS, which is kind of bad, but considering that the game wasn't a constant 60 FPS and most of the time in Nier Automata, it might be smart to cap the frame rate this time.
Hmm.
So hopefully it can stay at 30.
If it doesn't stay at 30, I'd say it's a failure.
Yeah, it needs to be really optimized in order for this, because this game has some intense sequences.
It really does. Yeah. A good game for sure, but I'm curious to see how it plays out on the Switch.
And there's new Switch exclusive costumes and pod skins based on Nier Reincarnation.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to take a visual hit, obviously, on the Switch. But
it looked pretty decent, but there was some decoloration.
Yeah,
from what I noticed.
Yeah, but nonetheless, Switch is getting it. There you go. All right, that is.
I'm probably not going to get this version because I could just buy the Steam version and play it on the Steam Deck or something.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. That's the news, guys. We got through it.
It's also called the End of Yorha Edition. Like they're basically saying, we're probably not going to do any more Automata stuff after this.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Even though, like, the PS4 version should probably get a performance patch for next-gen consoles so that it can actually reach the 60 FPS target and stay there.
Yeah. All right, that's the news, guys. Anybody got any homie discounts? I know PlayStation just came out with yet another sale. There's a bunch of games. I mean, I think like Tomb Raider, all the usual. The only reason I don't mention the PlayStation ones is because it's normally just the same shit over and over. I know, what was it? Shadow of the Colossus, $10, which is a great deal, great game. The remastered one.
The Alliance Live can be had on there for $20, so that's something that's not on sale often.
Yeah, there you go. Anything on Xbox that you know, Break?
No, not paying attention, sorry.
All right. And then,
You all right over there?
Yeah, I just had a cough.
All right. Anything in your Break Band this week, Break?
No. But that's fine, because we got a big tournament.
I think Nintendo's big old sale's still going on, but I don't think Xbox has anything. Because the last time I checked, their sales were kind of eh.
Did you put the tournament together, Break?
Yes, I did.
And
I'm sorry.
The link.
I was trying to share it, and I couldn't get it to work. And
okay. I was actually trying to remember whether or not we did GameCube, and I think we did GameCube, but only as part of like best game of all time in general type of thing.
Yeah, we didn't do GameCube by itself, but like we'd apparently done, you reminded me we did Game Boy Advance, so I'm like, okay, well, I guess we better switch it up. So,
all right.
I have a GameCube tournament for us, Frank.
Yes. Right on! Freak5 says, I bought some stickers off Amazon this week. They say, for rectal use only. Oh boy, there you go.
Who are these people with Trump signs still?
Steam is constantly having sales, Skodoma says. Yes, they are. Suppositories, Skodoma says. There you go. Alright. So, let's do this. Hold on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Break?
All the same stuff. Mostly this week, Pac-Man. Like you said, Frank, I'm old. I've been playing a lot of Pac-Man.
Yeah. I mean, you know you're old when you start going back to Pac-Man and Pong and fucking Asteroids. And you know what I wish they would do? I wish they would out.
That reminds me. The Pac-Man World was a PlayStation 1 game. I was thinking of Pac-Man World 2 for the GameCube, but and PlayStation 2. But like that's getting a remaster or remake thing.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's cool, I guess. Mostly I've been playing the newer games on it. I was trying to just beat the missions, and there's some of them that I can't get past that fucking spring and Pac-Land. Like, fuck, I can't get past the third stage, so fuck that game.
Mm. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
The older ones, like Super Pac-Man, stuff like that, I played them just to get through some of the missions, but they're just not that fun. It's the newer stuff, like Championship Edition and Pac-Man 256. I play a lot of Pac-Man 256. A lot.
I actually like Championship Edition 2 more than the original because I like the idea of the ghost train.
I would like to play more of 2. I'd like to play 2. I've never played 2. I played the first one. I liked the first one a lot, but yeah, it's just the new stuff on Pac-Man that I'm playing. But anyway, that and Legend of Zelda. I am now down to one more shrine.
Mm.
I have 119 complete, and the reason the one took me long, this one kind of took me a little longer, because here's the one thing in this next Zelda game I absolutely want them to take out, the next Breath of the Wild. I will put up with the weapon breaking, I'll put up with the weather that won't let me climb mountains, if you take out every and all motion control.
Mm.
Don't force motion control on me and I'm fine, okay?
I never played with motion controls, because I think I primarily played with my controller.
I think it'd be... I don't think they had the Switch Lite in mind when they did the motion control for this game. Like, it's some of it's really difficult. Like, I'm flipping my Switch all the way over and shit to get the turn. And it's like, ugh, this is ridiculous. You know, something that should be not as hard. I think if I had, like, a regular Switch and was doing them on the TV with the
Joy-Cons,
it would probably work.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have the Switch Lite in mind when they develop the next one, because since it exists now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think is the biggest problem is they just did not have the Switch Lite in mind with the motion controls. So I don't want motion controls. Like, fuck, they suck. Every time I have to do something with motion, I'm fucking stuck.
You played the DLC at all?
Not yet. I'm still in the original.
The second half of the DLC where you go through a challenge in order to make the Master Sword stronger, it's hard as hell. So I didn't even bother. But going to do that last trial to get the motorbike. Is worth it, at least.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I'll get to that at some point. Right now, I'm after I do the last shrine, I think I'm gonna check and see if there's any quests I have. It's like side quests I've missed, and then I'm gonna try and find like the rest of the armor, like the legs and the helmet, and then I think there's a legendary horse in the game somewhere too. Might have to look for that before I go take on Ganon, and then the DLC. So I'm right there, right at the end of it.
I kind of hate the Stablemaster for not letting you have certain mounts.
Yes, me too.
It's like, no, you can't put this bear in here. No, you can't have this undead stealth horse.
I know, that pissed me off so much. I wanted that undead horse. Like, come on, dude. Like, it's going to die if you don't take it in. Like, come on, man. As soon as I saw, oh, you fucking asshole. It's dead now. Are you happy? It was undead. Now it was dead, and then it was undead. Now it's dead again. Frick.
And you can't pet the dogs either.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. You can feed them, though.
They do a little dance when you feed them, but that's it.
Actually, if you feed them enough, they'll go find you buried treasure.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag I poop today.
Oh, all right. That was quick.
Yeah.
Did you wipe?
Yeah, of course. And I washed my hands.
Mm-hmm. Sure you did. sorry. So, yeah, still fantastic game. Still love it. I have very little complaints, but motion control is one of the big ones.
So, on which game?
Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah.
I was telling Eric that I was stuck on a... I have two shrines... I had two shrines left. I'm down to one because I was stuck on one for a while because of the motion controls.
It's finally raining after all the hotness.
You guys ever play River City Ransom? Yeah, River City Ransom.
I love
fun.
River City Ransom. Yeah,
I was. Did he play the updated version on Steam? Is he talking about River City Girls, or is he talking about that weird collection that of all the Kunio games that you can buy? Because I think that hit the PC.
Yeah, Wyland's been getting his ass kicked at Darkstalkers, aka Vampire Savior Arcade.
It's also
PS1
on the
PS2.
Switch Online. That's how I played it last time.
Yeah, River City Girls 2 comes out in a few months.
Yeah. Alright, anything else you've been playing, Break?
Nope, that's it.
Alright, Eric, what you been playing?
I finished Ghostwire Tokyo, so I got a review of that up on the site, on the feed, along with Pocky and Rocky Reshrined. Okay. And, other than that, I've been playing Nirvana Initiative the second Somnium Files game, and Eurokill, the Calination games.
All right. Sounds like you've had a very healthy gaming week.
I haven't really played that much of Eurokill, though, because I've been only been playing at work, and I don't have much time to play anything there.
I finally got time to play games yesterday, and I played a little more Salt and Sanctuary and Shibuya Scramble. I was at an impasse, though, on Shibuya, so I got really frustrated. I was about
ready. You should probably just read a guide for that.
What, Shibuya? Yeah, I probably should, man. Actually, there's one more path that I need to take, and that might open up some shit. I was playing through all the characters, and I got to the To Be Continued, and there's only one more character that I need to go through, and maybe that'll open up some things elsewhere. But that game is at times kind of frustrating. Like you have to put together pieces of narrative in your mind and kind of you know, just go along with it, and then, you know, maybe revisit a time or two. But it's good. I like it. It's more of a narrative driven kind of a detective mystery type deal, but it's good. Salt and Sanctuary, I played a little more of that. I was about ready to throw my controller through. Because if you guys remember last week, I was asking Eric, like, how do I parry? Because I couldn't remember how to parry. And that's how I was getting, you know, progress in the game the first time I played that game. And I still couldn't figure out. He said, you know, you double-click the block button. And that wasn't working at all. I was getting my ass kicked left and right. I'm like, fuck, what the fuck is going on? Am I just not doing it right? What?
Yeah, so you have old man hands, so you're doing it slower than you need to do it.
No.
It's because I misremembered.
Yeah, Eric misremembered. It's actually holding the block button and attacking at the same time, so... That's what it is, you son of a bitch, Breakdown. Exiled, you son of a bitch. But, so, that'll probably be my week in gaming this week, is learning how to parry again in Salt and Sanctuary, so I can possibly beat that game. So there you go. That's what I've been playing. So, let's see. Old Man Reflexes, yeah, Skotoma, yeah. Alright, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, did you have a review this week by chance?
I'm not yet ready to review The Boys. Plus, you haven't watched it yet, and there's one more episode left. Oh my fucking god!
The Herogasm episode was awesome.
Yeah, the last week's episode, the Herogasm. Wow, just
well, if you read the comics,
I've praised the guy who plays Deep many times, and his like just what he did in that. Wow, like you have to have some balls to do that. Knowing if some of us got camera taping you, like just wow.
Well, if you've ever read the comic, Break, I mean that Herogasm, there was a reason why The Boys became a thing. It was because of Herogasm, man. I mean,
I watched the cartoon. It seems like the cartoon is based more on the comic than the show is. Like more or more it adheres more to the comic. From what I'm reading, like the show and the comic are vastly different. I mean, they maintain the same themes. Like, you know, the superheroes are bad, Highlander's evil. Billy Butcher's an asshole, but he's the good guy. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty. Well, he's like the anti-hero type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And Huey's like his conscience kind of thing.
Yep. All right.
Oh my god, damn that show! Oh my god, dude.
I know. I want to watch it, but I just fucking to find the time. And then, like yesterday, I actually thought about watching The Boys, like season two, like getting through all of that, but. I'm like, I gotta play some games sometime, right? Like, so I decided to play games instead. But I mean, it's all about Stranger Things for me. I gotta watch it. It just came out today, so I'll finish that up, and then I'll try to get on The Boys and finish that up because The Boys is a great show. So, all right, Eric, I didn't see a review for you. I have a review. Yours are on the feed. Okay. Cool. So check out rpgrinders.podbean.com for Eric's reviews of various games. He's got tons on there, and they're really great. So check those out. I'm going to review The Black Phone, spoiler free. I'm not going to
Black Phone or Black Phone?
The Black Phone, like telephone. It's with Ethan Hawke and some new actors, young kids, and they're really good. Suffice it to say, it's an abduction movie at its core, but really smartly written, really smartly directed, and Ethan Hawke deserves an Academy Award for his performance. The kid is really good, too. I don't want to spoil too much about this movie because it's actually one of the best original horror movies I've seen in quite some time. It's really good. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. The only reason I'm not going to give it a 10 out of 10 is because it's singular in nature. It's like it's a contained story, but it just seemed too short for me. It's based on a Joe Hill short story, so I know that's why it's a little bit shorter than what it should have been, because, man, it's so good, and Ethan Hawke is so scary in this movie, wow, that's all I can say. It's just really good. I figured I'd put why I don't like the character on Obi-Wan, but I don't want a spoiler. Yeah,
I'm talking to him about that. You just move on, Frank.
I haven't seen it, but that's another one on my radar too. I was waiting until they all came out before I binged on that. I like it. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you, son of a bitch? Exiled. But Black Phone is definitely a thumbs up. Please go watch this movie. I mean, this is why it's important for people to watch these movies, so we can make more, Hollywood can make more, you know, original IPs like this. It's really good. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
Well, our Supreme Court is completely out of control. Just like, since they've struck down abortion, they seem like they're on a quest to strike down anything and everything, to the point where they've even attacked things that aren't even laws yet. Like, they're trying to curb the federal government's ability to register admissions and stuff like that. Things that they've talked about the federal government has, and things that are in like the Build Back Better plan, but they haven't got done, you know. So the Supreme Court is like preemptively striking at the federal government now.
Yeah, it's
we've got three judges who lied to Congress to get on there. They flat out lied.
Yeah, that's true too.
They should be removed.
I talked about that last week, how they lied to get on there. Like, Kavanaugh in particular was questioned by Susan Collins and, you know, said that Roe v. Wade was precedent. He's not interested in relitigating precedent. Well, that's exactly what they did. And whether, you know, I'm not going to go over Roe v. Wade again because, you know, there's issues with that inherently. But, you know,
one of the biggest things is, and this is one of the arguments that I've seen the most from people who are trying to rationalize it, like, no, they're not changing they're trying to go back to the Constitution the way it was meant to be. Like, they're constitutional, what do they call those people? Fundamentalists or something like that?
Yeah.
They're called constitutionalists.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe. I think you're right. They want to go back to the way it was. They are missing the fucking entire point of the Constitution. The Constitution was made to be amended and updated and changed.
Yeah,
it was written in the way purposely for it to be updated and changed. Yeah. If it wasn't, women wouldn't have the right to vote, for example.
Yeah, we wouldn't have the Bill of Rights, for instance, because that's, you know, all those amendments. That's what they are, amendments. You know, I see where you go.
It's the worst argument I've ever heard, and it's catching steam with the right.
Yeah,
like it's insane.
Hey,
Constitution was made to be amended.
Right, Scotoma says, "F these gas prices." Try getting gas in England right now, Scotoma, or the Philippines, or
at least gas around here is slowly getting cheaper, but it's still high.
It's still high here, man. But
I think it's like $4.60 around here.
Oh shit, that's cheaper than it is here, man. It's like $5, $4.80 to $5 here, and in California like $6, man. Jeez, like, you know, it's like it's getting crazy, man. But as bad as we're having here, it's like $9 a gallon in other countries. It's a worldwide thing. It's not just a United States thing with gas prices.
Of course, Biden being shitty and useless. He's like,
yeah, Biden is shitty and useless.
Even though gas companies are purposely gouging prices, and well, there are laws being set to protect people from those gougings, and they voted against them, of course, because they're there.
I've heard a lot of like banging on Biden, like this is his fault and stuff like that, and he's not doing enough. He's opened more pipelines than Trump did.
Yeah, he's still a piece of shit, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, if people are mad at him for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Like I just said, he opened more than Trump did. Yeah. Like, it's...
Opposite,
like, if you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at the people that are price couching.
Yeah, well, definitely. But I mean, you could be mad at Biden for
not, you know, regulating them, but, you know,
sucking up to them, giving them money, treating them like they're good people.
Yeah, exactly. The oil companies, good people, please, man. I mean,
he's a piece of crap. I mean, I'm tired of arguing with the pro Biden people too, like asking like he's the greatest thing ever, and like, are you live? Do your ears work? Like,
either, look.
Well, he's going to do everything that he can to save abortion. Dude has been anti-abortion for his entire career.
Yeah,
he doesn't actually give a shit that Roe has been struck down.
No, he doesn't.
He just cares about getting votes.
Here's my thing. I think the next president, whoever it is.
It's so funny that the Catholic Church was in tizzy about whether or not like he should get communion because of his stance on pro-life, even though we know what his real stance of pro-life is. So, like,
I actually,
you guys don't even know what the fuck his stance is, man.
I actually think Trump would wallop DeSantis if you're asking me that. But here's my thing. I think the next president, whoever that is, whether it's Biden or fucking Trump DeSantis
is a slightly smarter Trump, so
well, look,
fucked either way.
The next president is going to have a deep decision to make. He's either going to have to go all in with oil, which is a losing proposition for the planet and everybody on it, including financially, or they're going to have to go hard with renewables. I mean, it's just plain and simple. It's here already. Look, even American companies like Ford and Chevy are going electric. So the onus is on the next president to say, you know what, we're gonna push to become the leader in renewables. That's it. That's our only hope. That's it. That's the hope. But, you know, all the candidates that are out there right now, none of them are pro, you know, pro-Americans or pro-America. They're all pieces of shit in it for themselves and more money. So, you know, we've talked about this. So, you know, it's a no-brainer. Like either we get somebody progressive to go up against a piece of shit Biden, or we hope for the best of the Republican candidates, which,
the Republicans are saying what they're going to do, and the Democrats are lying about what they're going to do. Yeah, you know, we're going to save the environment. We're going to, you know, here's a Green New Deal. No, you're not. We're going to do what you're, like, and Chats Skidema said, he openly says he's against oil production. Yeah, he says it. He's a fucking liar.
Yeah, he is a liar. I mean, they're all liars. I did see where
they say what they can to the get their message out through the media to, you know, their message.
Yeah, there, there's
like the media just repeats shit without, you know, the mass media just repeats what these fucking politicians say.
No doubt, and it's sickening. And I've had big issues with them, but you know what? We've got to move on. Mine ties into yours, and I'll get to yours in just a second, Eric. Is Miranda rights were also not thrown away.
I mean,
but
that was part of it. I mean, they're striking down so much fucking shit.
Well, they didn't strike down Miranda rights, but they did say that the cops don't have to read you your Miranda rights, which is
right.
BS.
Which is essentially striking it down, because there's no punishment if they don't read it.
Right.
So it's going to go away.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. Which sucks because Miranda rights were what, you know, so the best thing you can do is just shut up. If you ever get into any business with a police officer, whether he's questioning you about something or anything, just shut up. Don't say anything because fuck them, you know.
Unless you're mentally ill, and then you'd be polite and happy. Smile with them.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because if you're mentally ill and you look like you're, like, mad or anything like that, they'll take you away.
Yeah, of course. But which is how can you tell a mentally ill person to do that? That's like, the whole point. Well,
you're obviously a danger to yourself.
Right. Right.
No, I'm just pissed you're here, asshole. But you know,
right.
Right. I'm not talking about me personally.
No, I know. I know.
Because I was a danger to myself. That's not what I'm saying.
No, no. I get what you're saying though, and it's true, Brake. It really is true, man. All right, but that's mine. Mine tied into yours because it did seem like they were completely out of control, and every fucking vote was 6-3, yeah. Which says everything that you need to hear. You know, I mean, that's just really sucks, man. They didn't get rid of Miranda rights. They just made it like it's okay for the police not to tell you that you have rights, which is bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
Sort of like what they did with abortion. Like, they didn't strike down abortion, but the states are going to do it. Like, they've said that, you know, well...
Or they're going to restrict it to the point that it might as well be a ban.
Well, the Supreme Court said, you know, we're not striking down abortion. We're saying that the federal government can't do anything to protect, you know, abortion rights.
Yeah, and it's going to take another 50 years to do that. But, like I said, guys, we have only got about 20 to 30 years left before the planet is in an uproar. And
well, they seem like they're in a hurry to rush it.
Yeah, it's we're right on track, man. 2043 doesn't sound like too far away.
That's what
for...
I was like, saying. Like, this is one of the things we should be mad at Biden for. Like, he's opened more pipelines. Like, he's saying, I'm against oil and stuff like that. Meanwhile, he's, you know...
Right.
He's doing the opposite of what he says.
Right. All right, Eric.
No, he doesn't actually care about the environment because he's not going to live much longer.
You know, yeah, Scotoma makes a good point, too. He says cops are already allowed to lie, so really no difference. No, there is a difference, Scotoma, because if you don't know your rights, at least you've got a chance if you listen to your Miranda rights. You see what I'm saying? I mean, there are people that are informed,
the
like
right
myself.
The right to remain silent, for instance.
Right.
Like, they use that against people.
Right.
They like to get people to incriminate themselves.
Yep. And now it's going to be even worse. I mean, it's pretty bad as it is, to be honest. I mean, Scotoma makes a good point. They can lie, you know. So, I mean,
true.
The Supreme Court made that very easy, you know, for cops to lie. So, I mean,
true.
It just really sucks.
Well,
it's a horrible decision. It's a bad decision. Bad, bad decision. And I hope that changes because that's... I mean, I can't tell you how horrible. I mean, that seems like minor compared to other shit going on in the Supreme Court, but actually, the erosion of our rights are, I mean, like Scotoma said it, 9/11 started the whole thing with the Patriot Act. So, you know, I mean.
How long do you think, how much longer do you think before they go off under body cams? Because that was what's actually caught all these cops in lies.
Oh yeah, it'll be soon, man. They'll strike that down, and nobody will have body cams. And you know that's why it's important for people like me to get out there and have our own cams and record what we can. You know, catch what we
and
can.
They'll make that illegal.
Well, they can try, and I'll fight
no,
that.
I'm just saying not that you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying they'll go after stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, they get away with it anyways. I mean, I have a case going against Aurora PD right now where they clearly broke the law by shining their lights in my cameras, and you know it's they denied it. I mean, even though it's plainly on camera, you know, it's so stupid. That and cops are allowed to detain, handcuff you, then release you with no repercussions. Yep, that's
true
too.
Oh, and that reminds me of one of the worst things that cops do, and it's never ever talked about. That are confiscation rules. Like, they can take money. If you have a lot of money on
you yeah.
or something,
yeah.
they can just take it from you.
I forgot
and
what
they
that's
can say,
called.
Well,
that's...
you have a large amount of money because, you know, you're going to go buy drugs.
Yeah,
and they
that's...
don't have to give it back to you. They just take it.
Yeah, they call that something, and I can't remember. They can do that with property. Like, a lot of these people on the border, they were hoping for a border wall. And all these people started to complain about the border wall because if they go through their property, it doesn't matter, and they can just confiscate it. You know, it's like with no payment, nothing. I can't remember what they call that.
Yeah, I can't either.
I call it thievery. That's what I call it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's what it is. Burglary, thievery. Yeah, that's what I call it too. That's a good point.
I've seen tales of people losing, like,
piracy.
They had to get their money out so they could go buy a car, like a cash place or something like that, losing $3,000.
Yep.
Their entire bank account.
Yep. Well, it's called commandeering, sort of like that, but there's a specific thing.
There's a technical term for it.
I know, technical term.
I can't think of it either. Goddamn, getting old. God
forfeiture. It's a civil forfeiture. Is what they call it.
Right.
Yeah, civil forfeiture. And it's bullshit, and it's a wide-ranging term that can mean... So, let's say you have... Let's just, for instance, say that you have, like you said, like $1,000 that you were going to put on a down payment on a car. You get pulled over for a bullshit offense, like, I don't know, you didn't use your turn signal or some stupid shit, right? And they find that $1,000, they could just keep it, civil forfeiture, and you'll never get it. You'll never get it back, ever. So, yeah.
And they'll tell you that the reason is you're carrying a large sum of money. We're assuming that you're going to go make a drug purchase.
Yeah, thought crimes, which is bullshit, too. I've talked about thought crimes a lot, too. It's like, you know, those stings that they do. I definitely think that, like, the Chris Hansons of the world have done the world a bit of good by getting these scumbags to, you know, bringing them to light and stuff. But you're right. Just assuming that that person would... What if that person finally got a conscience at the last second and didn't do it? Well, he didn't commit the crime, you know? And I'm not saying that I want these guys to go through with the crime in order for it to be a crime type thing, but...
I mean, these guys... that's kind of different from what you're saying, because these guys had traveled, you know, and they'd gone and brought stuff there, and they were coming in the house with condoms and alcohol and stuff.
Yeah, like, I know, man.
It's
like
different from somebody that they catch at home who's chatting online. Say.
Yeah, but look, it's still thought crimes, right, Bray? Because no crime was committed. You know, I mean,
no, I'm just saying there's different levels to it.
Yeah, but this is kind of the same thing. You think somebody is going to spend that money on drugs or whatever, so you just confiscate it. You know, and that's just bullshit, man. I mean, I'm big on that type of shit. I thought crimes are not crimes. You know, it's just bullshit, man. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
Ohio just continuing to suck.
Yeah. Shit.
I found out, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but when the Supreme Court issued its Roe versus Wade overturning, Ohio Supreme Court wanted to do a 6-week abortion ban. Mm-hmm. And they have rejected the attempt to block it, of course.
I understand.
And I'm reading a story here about a 10-year-old girl who traveled to Indiana to get a procedure done because they can't do it in Ohio.
And the reason they reject it was under, like, procedural stuff. Like, oh, you didn't submit it in the right city and shit like that.
Yeah.
They rejected it on those reasons. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, here's...
And one thing they've already talked about, Gene Schmidt said, well, we're going after contraceptives next.
Yeah, here's
people are fucking ridiculous. You want to force babies, you want to force them to keep the baby, hold it through term, and then have it and raise a child, but you don't want to do anything to help them.
Yeah, see, here's
the mother or the child.
The problem,
you don't want to do anything to curb people from getting pregnant.
Here's the problem that I see with the whole Roe v. Wade, and this is the last I'm going to say on it. Like, I understand it's a moral thing more than anything, you know, but my thing is, you don't want the federal government messing with you, so you want the states to do it? Like, I mean, come on, like, that's just dumb. It's dumb. We want less intervention in our lives, not more. You know, we should all be against government interfering with our lives, a la the Patriot Act and stuff.
I know people who don't believe in abortion, but they're still pro-choice. Like, they hate abortion. They think abortion's murder. But they see that this is a privacy issue, you know? This is your own body. This is somebody's body. And they don't want the government telling you what you can and can't do.
See, that's what I don't understand why the Republicans aren't, like, up in arms.
Or they thought ahead and they realize all the consequences that go along with that.
Well, like, that's true,
then
too.
Then you have to pay the expenses of the abortion because medical care in this country is garbage, and then you're going to have to pay for that.
Well, it's, I mean, it's also an economic issue, too. That's a good point, because the cost of raising kids is not cheap. I can tell you that, you know, so.
And companies are not happy right now.
And for all the morons that are complaining about, well, why don't you just set them up at adoption? Well, one, you still have to go through the pregnancy, which can still kill you. And two, have you seen the foster care system? It's overstuffed, and most people that do it because they want a tax write-off, and it's not great people.
It's more government.
To the states is less government.
No,
how's less government? They're taking away rights. It's more government.
Yeah, it's more government, it's man.
The exact opposite of that, man. Yeah.
I mean, it was a precedent that
the Ohio government saying that we have more power than the federal government, so now we control your bodies.
You know, there are certain state rights that I think should be in place that are unique to each state, right? Like Colorado has a lot of water rights. You know, a lot of states rely on Colorado for their water. So, you know, if Colorado wants to enact some laws where they charge a little more taxes to New Mexico or California or Utah or anywhere for our water, then that's their prerogative, man. I mean, the water rights are here, you know, and that's what state rights are for. But when it affects when it gets into your personal, you know, preferences and stuff like that, I mean, less is better in my view. I mean, so we should just end federally. We should just end the Patriot Act and leave it over to the states. Can you imagine how worse some states would be? Whoo, man! You know, wow. I mean, no. Look, it should be legal clear across the board.
This is making it illegal. You're making the exact opposite argument of what you just said. The states
it's
made
not,
weed legal. If the states made abortion legal, that'd
think,
be more rights. But
I actually think
it's illegal. They're taking rights away.
You know what would be a good thing that the federal government could do? It's not about legalization. It's about decriminalization. How about we just decriminalize it? You know, you can grow as many as you want. You can fucking sell it yourself if you want. Like fuck that, man. I mean, I don't want the states or the federal government in charge.
I want to argue against what Skillman is saying, because them bringing it to the states is less government. No, it's actually more, because now they're hands off. Now you have to worry about, as an individual, which state is going to allow me to do this thing.
Yeah.
That's actually more government.
Yeah, it's fractured that way, man, and it really sucks. And yeah, it's going to cause a lot of problems with states that have those stricter laws, man. Like, a lot of those people are going to leave, which is going to affect those states.
It's affecting a lot of companies in those states, too. Like,
yeah,
it's causing companies that didn't have to pay for anything, like, abortion-related. Now they're having to pump. They're offering traveling expenses,
yep,
and such,
yep,
like that. Like, this is going to cost some money.
This is going to be big time bad. Like, all kinds of bad, man. Like, I wish weed would be decriminalized, not just legalized, because legalization's different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Decriminalizing is where it's at. That's the federal government is supposed to bring in sweeping changes like that. You know, and that'll help the American people. This decision to overturn Roe v. Wade is not helping anybody, man. It's causing havoc.
We should be gaining more rights, not losing.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to happier.
Yeah, tournament.
Yeah.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet, sweet of the week.
All right. Real quickly, my sweet of the week was the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup on my birthday. Now, you guys remember, last week I was going to watch the game right after. They lost that game, and I was disappointed. But I was like, you know what? They got a chance to bring this cup home on my birthday, and they gave me one of the greatest birthday presents
That's
ever.
Cool.
Yeah, they won it on my birthday, so it was really cool. And I was going to go to the parade yesterday, but it was chaos down there, man. I there's no parking or nothing, but like for the parade, you know.
Yeah, I don't like crowds to begin with.
I know, but I was going to take my drone out there and get some really cool shots, but, you know, I mean, whatever. Breakman, your sweet OB.
I really want to get to the tournament.
okay.
Because mine's really, I have one that's kind of really, like, I don't know. So I just want to move on. I don't know how I feel about it, because I have mixed feelings about it, whether it's Suido or not.
Okay.
Actually, I have two of it, really mixed feelings about it. I guess I might as well just mention one of them then.
All right.
Gizzle Lackle, whatever her name is, Maxwell.
Gislaine.
The prison.
Yeah, 20 years. Gislaine,
whatever her stuff is. But it's not, like, it's like, yeah, she's getting punished, but then it's like, wait a minute, what about all of the clients?
Yeah.
All those rich men that were raping these girls, how are they getting away?
I think you just answered.
Why do they get to walk away scot free?
I think you just said
she's
it.
She's a woman, and they can scapegoat her.
No, no, no.
And
no.
They free the sons.
No, I think Brake just said it. Rich men, and when we're talking rich, we're talking like multi millionaire rich into billions. So you got that much money that buys you.
We're talking about princes, for instance.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Prince William. I mean, Donald Trump. I mean, there's a lot of people that were on that. Bill Clinton's another one. I mean, they're
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
His wife said that's what ended the marriage.
Yep.
His friendship with Epstein is what ended their marriage.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a bunch of celebrities on there, a bunch of, like, Saudi princes. I mean, that thing, of course they're not going to punish those people, man. I mean, of course. If Ghislaine Maxwell had $1 billion, if she had $1 billion, she wouldn't be in jail right now, man. Yeah. You know,
I mean, it's good that she is in jail. I mean, she definitely deserves to be there. I think 20 years is too light. I think she should be in there for the rest of her fucking miserable life. But just the fact that so many other culprits are getting away with it just is sick.
I wonder if they only gave her 20 because they assume she's going to kill herself in prison anyway.
Oh, yeah, quote-unquote, kill herself. I mean, did you guys...
Her cellmate said somebody offered her money to the killer.
Right.
So, yeah, they've been... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. R. Kelly got 30 years.
Yeah, he deserved 30 years. Fuck that guy, man. You know, I mean, yeah. Fuck them all.
Another child rapist. Yeah.
I mean,
be in prison for the rest of his life.
I want to see Ghislaine Maxwell's Black Book. That's what I'm interested in. She's got it somewhere, man. I mean, it's hidden somewhere. She's got it. And,
I wouldn't doubt if, like, the CIA or FBI had it.
Possibility. Possibility.
And once again, we'll just never see it.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, that's what I would be interested. I'd be interested if she leaked that. Like said, here you go, world. Here's all the people. Now, nothing's ever going to happen to them, but here's all the people. We saw part of it. Prince William was on it. Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Bill Gates. There were a couple of... Prince Andrew, not Prince William. Jesus.
Yeah, I just realized that too.
Yeah,
like, I was going through the names. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. What is? Oh yeah, wrong prince.
Prison life is rough for Josh Duggar. So, all right. I didn't see a Suido for you, Eric. I don't know if you had one.
Not really.
All right.
I guess getting through this week is a Suido.
Yeah. I mean, every day I wake up, it's a Suido, man. So, you know, so I guess
it's the R. Kelly thing. Like, there are no other... I guess... Actually, I take that back. What about his entourage and all the people that helped him? What about them guys?
Yeah, they should get some accessory type shit. You know, like the bodyguards, the people that knew.
All the people turned a blind eye to him raping kids.
Yeah.
Just like Epstein. Like, he had a staff of people, cooks and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They all turned a blind eye to it.
Yeah. All right, guys. We got a tournament to do, so let's do you have a link for me, Break, so I can show it on the screen?
Or? I have it in my share folder. I think I should just read it.
All right, here we go.
Sure.
All right, we're going to have to wing it with no visuals on this, guys, but no problem. We can do that for sure.
I want to see, how do I share this with you, Frank?
There should be a share button, man, and then I can just go into Drive and...
Share with others. Here we go.
Yes, share, and then put in my email.
Dang.
And loading. People. Yeah, and then you want... Do you know my email address, right?
I don't see it on here.
Okay, it's frankbranches@gmail.com. I don't care if people get that.
I I don't know why it's not on here, though.
Oh, shit. Scotoma says, my sweeto is I'm getting custody of my boys. That's fucking badass, dude.
That's awesome.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. That is a fucking sweeto right there.
Next move is go for child support, Scotoma. I mean, you know. I mean, that's the next logical thing, dude. I mean,
did
men...
it work this time?
What's that?
Did it work?
What's that?
This the transfer of power I gave to you.
Let me go to Drive, and let's see if I have the visual here. But explain, while I'm looking at this, break, what we're...
Oh, the 64 greatest GameCube games of all time are going to compete, and I kind of broke them up into little brackets. I've got like the multiplayer bracket, single player bracket, the whatever else was left bracket, and the RPG bracket.
I do got it, break. It's up on the screen awesome. Now for people to see. So, are we going to start right at the top there then? Or?
Yep, I'm going to start with the single player experience here with one of my favorites on the GameCube, Super Mario Sunshine versus Star Wars Rogue Leader, which is the sequel to Rogue Squadron, which was a fun
God.
Game itself.
That game is so good, Star Wars, man, but yeah. So is Mario Sunshine, man. For me, I'm going to go first on this one, break. I'm going Mario Sunshine, but not by as big a margin as you would think, because Rogue Leader was badass game, man. What say you, Eric?
I'm going to go with Mario Sunshine.
All right. Clean sweep.
Sweet. Mario Sunshine moves on, baby. I'm updating it as we speak. Let's see here. Next, we have Beautiful Joe. Everybody remember Beautiful Joe? That was a series that just died off.
I remember that.
Versus Sonic Adventure DX Director's Cut, which is basically the updated Dreamcast game.
All right. Who's going first, Break? You kind of take control of this, man.
You first, Frank.
Again?
I'm taking control, then you first, Frank.
All right. You know what? As much as I like Sonic, Beautiful Joe was such a unique and fun game.
Where's our HD remaster Capcom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Beautiful Joe.
Two Beautiful Joe games.
I'm going with Beautiful Joe because I think Beautiful Joe was super unique and a really visually stunning game on the GameCube. I'm going Beautiful Joe.
Had a quirky sense of humor, too. I'm with you, Frank. I liked Beautiful Joe.
All right.
Beautiful Joe.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Two sweeps.
You agree on both of the first? Wow.
I mean, what is this bizarro day on Grinders that we all agree on this shit, man? That's crazy. All right.
Oh, this one might agree, too. We have Resident Evil 4 versus Pikmin 2.
All right, who's going first? But you got to control
this. I'm
going
to go first. Right. Resident Evil, I like the type of game the Pikmin is, like the strategy game. But I was never really big into Pikmin. Whereas Resident Evil 4 was like a reinvention of the series. Like, the series had gone stale, and then they came out with 4, and it was like, oh, wow, cool. Resident Evil's cool again. You know, of course, it went crazy after a while, but, you know, it's just the way it is. But so Resident Evil 4 is my pick.
All right. Who's next, Break?
Oh, I'm sorry, Eric.
I'm going Resident Evil 4. I mean, I have Pikmin, but I hear the new control Pikmin 2 release on the Wii was better because it fixes a couple issues. Mm-hmm. So, that's another reason to go over Resident Evil 4.
Okay. And Frank, not that you need to answer, but Resident Evil 4, right?
It's so easy for me, man. Resident Evil 4 is one of the greatest games ever made, period. It's definitely Resident Evil 4, even though Pikmin looked kind of fun. I never got into the Pikmin series, but Resident Evil 4 is just an all-time great game. So,
and next we have Animal Crossing versus Star Fox Adventures. That'd be a way different game. Eric, you go first.
But what was the first game?
Animal Crossing.
Star Fox Adventures could go die in a fire, so I'm going to go with Animal Crossing.
Wow. I don't know why I lost all the...
Star Fox Adventures is like almost as bad as Donkey Kong 64 in that you have to collect a ton of shit.
I like Star Fox Adventures quite a bit, actually. But Animal Crossing was, man, that's such a relaxing... I spent way more time with Animal Crossing than I did Star Fox. I'm going with Animal Crossing. I love Star Fox Adventures, though. I think it's great.
If I wanted to play Star Fox Adventures, I'd sooner play a game that's better at than it in every way, because it's practically the same kind of gameplay, but Beyond Good and Evil would be better.
Ooh, that's a good game, too.
That's a good game, yeah. Star Fox Adventures, like I said, I never played, and I only played a little bit of Animal Crossing, but it was enough to know that, you know, this is a fun game.
Yeah, if you want a almost completely relaxing game, unless you leave it alone for a long time and you have to pick weeds, and you guys know what I'm talking about, then Animal Crossing's it for me.
And that goddamn Tom Nook.
Tom Nook is
an asshole.
Yeah.
Apparently he's much better in the newer ones. But
he was an ass in that one, man.
He was such a dick. He's basically a skinflint, Mr. Krabs type character.
All right, what else we got here, Brady?
Next we have, and I think this will be probably an easy one too, Eternal Darkness versus Killer 7. Eternal Darkness, why did we never get a 2?
Right, are you going with me first on this one, Brink?
I'm going Eternal Darkness for myself.
So. Okay. I'm also going with Eternal Darkness. I think Eternal Darkness is one of the most criminally underrated games of all time. I think it's a top 10 all-time great game. It did things that no other game did, like the sanity meter in that game was fucking phenomenal. Like, sometimes your screen would turn blue and you'd be like, oh fuck, what the hell is going on here? Or your head would just fall off, or you'd be in control of a zombie. I mean, this game fucked with your head more than any game in recent memory. I'm definitely going with Eternal Darkness. I think it's an all-time great game.
Well, not having played Killer 7, but I really should, because I have the Steam version that I need to review at some point. But, so I'll have to pick Eternal Darkness.
Yeah, it's a great game. It's a great game. In fact, that's my dark horse pick to win the whole thing. Just to let everybody know.
Next, we have Pikmin versus Kirby Air Ride. Eric, what do you think?
I never played Kirby Air Ride, so I'm going with Pikmin.
I played Kirby Air Ride. It's the easiest game, I think, one of the easiest to play games ever. It's like a one-button game. It's really, it's really like a kid-friendly game. Whereas Pikmin is.
I think the only good thing about Kirby Air Ride was its soundtrack.
I don't remember the soundtrack. I just remember being really like, nope, this is not for me. This is a kid's game. Whereas Pikmin is a strategy game, and we've talked. I like strategy games.
I'm actually going with Kirby Air Ride because it was a simple game. I mean, there's not very many games like it where it was just one button, like you said, break. So
now if they made a sequel to this called Kirby Easy Rider, then I want to play that.
You're on a motorcycle. You're dressed like Dennis Hopper. That'd be badass, man. Right on. Yeah, but I don't mind Pikmin. I mean, this is the only one that we've deviated on so far, but okay.
Yeah, amazingly. Next we have, and this is one of my favorite GameCube games, Luigi's Mansion, which I think was the best Ghostbusters game until they actually made a Ghostbusters game, versus Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Well, since that's on other platforms, I'm going to go with Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think of that when I was putting it on.
I remember having a hard time with Luigi's Mansion. I do remember having a ton of fun with Prince of Persia, Sands of Time. I am still going to go with Luigi's Mansion because I like the premise, like the haunted house kind of setup.
I can't believe you struggled with that. My only thing struggling with was getting money. Like, I had like the little tiny shit mansion at the end of the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Luigi's Mansion okay, but I played a lot more Prince of Persia, to be honest with you, and I think Prince of Persia is a great game.
Yeah. None of these games, I shouldn't say none of these. Most of these get great games.
Yeah. Prince of Persia, a lot of good ones, man. I'm really impressed with your list, Brake. Usually, you know, we have some stinkers, but you know, this is good.
Well, we just started. We got more to go here.
Okay,
we'll get to the stinkers. But first, we have this one. I think is pretty awesome: the Resident Evil remake versus Metal Gear Solid: Twin Snakes.
Ooh, another remake.
And I'm going to start out with the Resident Evil remake. I absolutely fucking love that remake. The original Resident Evil was the reason I got a PlayStation. The remake was another reason for me to love the GameCube, because they redid a lot of like the scares and stuff that you expected. Like, they played with your expectations a lot, and it was just a lot of fun. So, Resident Evil for me. What about you, Frank?
This is actually tougher than it seems, because Metal Gear Solid, The Twin Snakes, is an underrated kind of remake as in its
I
own
think
right.
It's great. I don't think, like I said, there's. I shouldn't actually.
It's a shame that it hasn't gotten an HD port because of all the stuff that happened with Kojima and Konami.
I know, yeah. I know. It's such a good game, but I mean, for all the reasons that you said, Brake, I'm going with Resident Evil Remake because, I mean, graphically, it just took it up to a new level, man. Yeah. It was fantastic, and you know, the controls were kind of the same, but you're right, they remixed the scares, and then they did something in this game. They made the if you didn't, like, make sure the zombies were truly dead, they would they would come back as these red, crimson fucking zombies that were scary as fuck. And
they'd run at you. Couldn't they open doors, too?
Yeah, they could follow, and it
man,
would suck.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, and they were awful, man. Like, you better make sure that. And so I was deathly afraid of not killing the zombies, like, dead. Like, I would make sure and put an extra round or two in them when they were down. Eric, what do you say, man?
I kind of wanted to vote for Metal Gear because I wanted something else other than we already have Resident Evil advancing. So
yeah, I know, but it's still, dude. I mean, they're just. I mean, you got to call spades or spades. I mean, vote for whoever you want, man. I was thinking
what
about
I am voting for, but it doesn't matter.
I know, but passing. That's the way it works sometimes, man. I've been outvoted several times. I mean, that's you know, it's the way it is. But I mean, I was just outvoted. Oh man, why did I lose all my? Oh my shit here. I was just outvoted on the Pikmin v Kirby Air Ride, so, you know. All right.
Next, we are going to move to the multiplayer bracket.
Ooh, okay.
First, we have Super Smash Bros. Melee versus Mario Power Tennis.
Who's going first,
Frank?
Break.
You go first.
All right, I'll go first on this one. This is going to be controversial. I had a hard time playing Super Smash Bros. Melee. I think it's a good game for sure. I think the first one is definitely over. Overrated. And I loved playing Mario Power Tennis a lot. I think that's an underrated Mario property. I'm gonna go against the grain here, and I'm gonna go with Mario Power Tennis.
I'm gonna go next. Mario Power Tennis is a fun game, but Super Smash Bros. Melee, like, they just, it kind of, like, they went insane with the what we already expected with Smash Bros., and, you know, just kind of blew it up, and I liked Smash Bros. Melee. So, Eric, that leaves you to tie the break, to break the tie. Tie that break. Oh, Melee, okay.
Oh, God damn it, you went with Melee, what, my vote doesn't count!
Tennis games.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody, but the tennis game is definitely fun, but I could see where people would like Smash Brothers Melee
better.
Well,
like, the older Mario tennis games were more like Pong, but, like, the Super Mario, Super Power Tennis, like, you got power-ups and other stuff that made it pretty unique and fun.
Yeah.
Next, we have Mario Kart Double Dash versus Super Mario Strikers. I am going to go first with this one. I don't think I ever played Mario Strikers, so I watched, and it looked like a fun game. And then the new soccer game that's coming out looks pretty fucking awesome, too. However, I did play a lot of Mario Kart Double Dash. It is one of my favorite Mario Karts, so Double Dash.
I don't like, on an aesthetic level, I don't like Double Dash, but if I had to choose between it and Strikers, I'd play Double Dash, because I'm not a soccer fan.
I love Mario Kart Double Dash. I think it's one of the great. It's a top 50 game for me for sure.
Wow.
I played the shit out of Mario Double Dash. Yeah,
I played a lot of Mario Double Dash. Yeah, that was one of those games we played a lot with friends. Like, it's a fantastic game. All these are multiplayer games at this one. But anyways, next we have Super Monkey Ball versus Mario Party 4-7. Eric, you go first.
I can't believe there was like 8 Monkey Bar Mario Party games on the fucking GameCube.
There are a ton. Like, I was surprised by that, too. Like, what? They all came
out. Like, not 8, 4.
4 for 7, yeah.
But, I don't like any of the Mario Party games beyond the 4th. But, so I'm going to go with Super Monkey Ball.
I will go next, because I'm going to go with the Mario Party series. Not all of them are great. I mean, some of them definitely have flaws and major game, like, flaws that'll make it easy for someone to dominate a game, for instance. However, I hate Super Monkey Ball. A golf game can go fuck a fly off a bridge into a dungeon of hell. I don't care. So, frankly,
later Monkey Ball games are better. Though.
I love both of these games, guys. Both of these games, I think, are great. I don't know why you hate Monkey Ball so much. I mean, it's so good.
They remade it recently.
It's so good. Yeah, Banana Blitz, and it's really good. I like Super Monkey Ball, but I love Mario Party. Now, the reason I love Mario Party...
No, it wasn't Banana Blitz. It was Banana Mania.
Or Banana Mania, yeah.
Banana Blitz was actually a remake of the Wii game.
I really love Mario Party. And the reason that I love Mario Party is because you could be dead last... And get some sort of power up that would like put you to the front, or so it works a lot of the ways in that Mario Kart Double Dash. Like if you're in last place, you usually pick up the yeah, me too. I suck at video games.
I suck at racing games.
But you could be dead last, and you'd pick up like that lightning power up, and you would just like, you know, cruise past everybody at the last minute and piss everybody off.
Or run them over. That was even more.
Yeah, running them over was great. But Mario Party had a lot of the same type of things, and I didn't play but I played the shit out of the earlier Mario Parties on the GameCube, and I think they're really good. I'm going with Mario Party just on the slimmest of margins.
Wow. Mario Party moves on. This Mario Party 4-7 is the only one where I put like the series in here just because I didn't want like Mario Party 4 and then 5 and 6 and 7 like taking up slots.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Because we've got a lot of good games here. Next we have Wave Race Blue Storm versus my favorite GameCube game, so I'm going to go first with Pac-Man versus. Eric, you're next.
Scotum has said that we better have picked Mario Party.
I haven't played versus all that much because my experience with versus is limited to that Namco like Pac-Man thing that had like a bunch of arcade games, including Pac-Man games.
Mario Party better win, or there will be disappointment and shame.
And I need to rebuy it at some point, but I'm going to go with the versus because it was fun.
Yeah, I especially when you played it back on the GameCube and you had. If you ran a store like I did, you could have convenient access to multiple Game Boys and, you know, TVs and stuff like that. So,
Wave Race.
When you do that, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Wave Race was an underrated game on the GameCube, guys. Like the thing I remember about Wave Race is the most realistic water I'd ever seen in any video game.
I never played the sequel. I only played the N64 game.
But you guys chose Pac-Man versus. I'm going to pick Wave Race just because. I remember that just because of the water. The water was immaculate in that game from what I remember. So, you know, but Pac-Man Versus is a great game as well. So, all right.
Next, we have F-Zero GX versus Mario Golf Toadstool Tour. Frank, you're up.
F-Zero can go fuck itself. I know it's a great game, but it was so fucking hard, like, to play against the computer in that game. That's what I remember for that game, and just because of that, and because Mario Golf was such a fun-ass fucking game, I'm picking Mario Golf.
Eric, what do you think?
F-Zero GX. And I don't like the Mario Golf series. I think there's always something missing from them.
It's probably because they weren't online. You couldn't really... you'd have to have other people playing with you, and I mean, that's the way all these games are. So. Mm-hmm. In the living room and stuff, and just playing with friends. I played a lot of the Mario Golf 64, and then, you know, when the GameCube came out, and friends just had to rush out and get this one, so obviously played a lot of this one too. And Mario Golf's really fun. The most enjoyable part, obviously, to me, is taunting your other players. Yeah,
playing as
I'm back there.
I think Waluigi's taunts were the best in that game, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Next, we have Super Monkey Ball 2 versus James Bond 007, Everything or Nothing.
Ooh.
And I can't remember which one that is. There were a few James Bond games came out. Some I should have checked to see which
I think
one
the only 007 game I heard that was actually decent was Nightfire. And so I'm going to go with the other game.
The James Bond's games were fun. I don't think there were any of them that were really
bad.
Yeah,
there was none that were bad.
That had some problems, like one of them had some bad driving in it. I can't remember which one that one was, for instance.
I think that was Everything or Nothing.
It might have been this one. Yeah. It might have been, yeah. One of them that just liked to do the Bond theme every time you did something, like, interacted with something special, they'd like, you know, the Bond music. I think that was Nightfire. I am going to go with Everything or Nothing, even though I can't remember which Bond it was. I enjoyed all the Bond games on the GameCube, so... Eric, you're next.
He picked...
Oh, you already picked?
Yeah, he picked Super Monkey Ball.
Okay. Frank, it's up to you then. God, is it Everything or Nothing, or is it some Monkey's Balls?
Everything or Nothing was the worst of the Bond games on there, but that's not... That's not saying that they were... None of them were bad. And I'm a big fan of Super Monkey Ball, and Super Monkey Ball 2 is pretty good. I like Super Monkey Ball. Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. For Monkey Ball moves on, which is fair since the first one didn't. Next, we have Time Splitters 2 versus Mario Superstar Baseball, and I'm going to start out. I enjoy baseball games. The Mario baseball games weren't the greatest, but they're still fun.
That's why there are only so many of them.
Yeah, but they're still fun. Time Splitters 2 is fantastic. I love Time Splitters 2, but I played it a lot more in the PlayStation 2. So
I
for
played
that
it,
reason, yeah. I'm going to go with Mario Baseball.
Ooh, that's controversial, Break.
So, Frank, you're next.
I'm definitely going with Time Splitters 2, and I played the shit ton on the GameCube as opposed to the PS2, and I had both. And it was better on the GameCube from what I remember.
I said I have both. I just said
Yeah, I think Time Splitters is one of the most criminally underrated games of all time.
They need to bring it back.
Big fan of Time Splitters, so I'm going with Time Splitters.
I am too. I want to bring it back. So, Eric, that's up to
you. I never really played either of these two games, but I at least watched my brother play Time Splitters too, and it looked more fun than the baseball game. So I'm going with Time Splitters.
Eric picked the shooter. Wow. The world is ending. Coming next, we have Soul Calibur 2 versus James Bond 007 Nightfire. Which I think that one's like you said, the best of the best of the James Bond game. However, Soul Calibur 2 was the one that was unique depending on which system you bought it on. Mm-hmm. And with the GameCube version, you got Link.
Link, yeah.
I preferred the, I think the PlayStation 2 you got, Yoda, I think.
No, you got Heihachi, I think.
Oh, that was, yeah, it was the Xbox version you got. I think that was the version
I think you got either Yoda or Vader, I can't remember.
No, Yoda or Vader was Soul Calibur 4.
Oh, yeah. The Xbox got something unique. I think it wasn't Master
Spawn.
Chief. It was Spawn. Yeah, that's
Spawn,
right.
Spawn, you're right.
Yep.
Because of the uniqueness of that, and I'm hoping that's something that goes away, because I don't want, like, you know, I don't like console exclusivity. However, Soul Calibur 2, it was a lot of fun. I liked what they did. It was a fun game, fighting game, and then they threw in those different characters, which was kind of cool and unique. I like Soul Calibur 2. Eric, what do you think?
I'm going with Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah, I think this is a clean sweep, because Soul Calibur 2... not only brought it up graphically, it was just such a good game. Like, the Soul Calibur fighting games are underrated, in my opinion, and Soul Calibur 2 was a great fighting game. So, yeah.
I'm surprised. That was a clean sweep. Awesome. And I said, earlier in the earlier before the tournament that they were all good, and then I had to take it back. We're moving into the RPG bracket, and this isn't the reason I had to take it back, but Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker versus one of the reasons I had to take that back, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. I'm going to go ahead and say it first, because I've bashed that game numerous times. It is still one of the worst Final Fantasy games. It's one of the worst games I've ever played.
It's a clean sweep on this one. It's Wind Waker.
It's only
worse
than the remaster, because they fucked it up completely.
Yeah. Let's hurry this up.
It was
a terrible
game. I get the idea of it. They wanted cooperation and stuff, but the implementation was absolutely fucking garbage.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a fun game. Whoever was holding the bucket, just, you know, they're not having any fun at all. They're just sitting there. Just try not to get hurt. Just walk around. Okay. Next, we have Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door versus Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, the first of the Harvest Moon games. Frank, you want to start?
This one's easy, Van. I'm not a big fan of the Harvest Moon games. Paper Mario for me all the way. Thousand Year Door is a great game.
Yeah. Okay, it is the best Paper Mario game.
It's a great game. It's a great game. All right,
let's make that a clean sweep. Paper Mario moves on. Next, we have Tales of Symphonia versus the second Harvest Moon game. Magical Melody, I've heard, is the better of the two. I've never played Magical Melody, though. I did play Tales of Symphonia, and I like that a lot. So, Tales of Symphonia. For me, what about you, Frank?
Tales of Symphonia, easy peasy.
Tales, okay. That was another clean sleep, easy one. This one, I don't know if this will be as easy because I didn't ever played one of these games. The Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition, which I'm still fucking angry about because mine disappeared.
This is Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Yes.
No. This is the original collection. This is Zelda. Oh.
Link's Awakening. Yeah.
A Link to the Past, and there was another game on it.
Yeah,
that's another one. You're thinking of
the other one,
Master Collection, I think it is.
Yeah. This is easy for me. Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition was awesome. I don't think I ever played Evolution Worlds, but it's a no-brainer. Yeah.
I didn't play Evolution Worlds either, so I had no idea. But
it's literally Evolution and Evolution 2 smashed into one game. Yeah.
Mm. All right, so a clean sweep, Eric.
And Evolution was an ass game, so no, yeah. I'm not voting for that. So, yeah, I'm voting for the Zelda Collection.
Nice. Zelda moves on, and next we have, and I misspelled collectors. Damn it, Kat, you're sitting on my mouse.
That's all right.
That's the wrong mouse. Go find, like, a real mouse or something. Next we have Phantasy Star Online 1 and 2 versus Mega Man X Command Mission. Eric, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Command Mission because there's lots of different ports to Phantasy Star Online.
Is this Phantasy Star Online 3?
No, this is 1 and 2.
I didn't know there was a 1 and 2 release on GameCube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I put the third one on here, but there was they re-released 1 and 2 together as a package.
I'd rather play a completely new game that's didn't exist on platform before, so
yeah. And I'm with you. I'd rather play Mega Man X Command Mission. What about you, Frank?
I mean, yeah, that was a
I don't remember
the PS2 version was inferior. So
I don't remember seeing Phantasy Star Online 1 and 2 being great on the GameCube. So I'm going with Mega Man X. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, now they're not answering. Fucking rude. Called during your show, did not answer.
No, that's my alarm.
Oh,
it's 9 o'clock, and I should probably get ready for bed. But
shit. Well, we're in the third bracket, so we're most of the way there. We're coming close. Next, we have Skies of Arcadia Legends versus Lost Kingdoms 2.
Oh god,
I never played Lost Kingdoms 2, but I heard it was good.
Fuck, man, why did you do this? These are two fucking great games, man.
From Software.
I'm gonna go first since I never played Lost Kingdoms 2. I'm gonna go with Skies of Arcadia. Even though I've heard Lost Kingdoms 2 is good. Frank, what about you?
God, man. You're going with Lost Kingdoms 2, bro?
I never played either of the Lost
Kingdoms. No, I'm going with Skies of Arcadia.
Oh, you're going with Skies of Arcadia Legends. Oh, man. These are both great games, man. But slight edge to Lost Kingdoms 2, man. Lost Kingdoms 2 was a great... It was kind of card-based, and you know how much I hate card games, Break? Mm. This was different. Like, the card was like... You know, it was like, like a little piece to that game. It's such a good game, but man, Skies. You know what? I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna go with Skies of Arcadia as well, right? Because that's a great game.
Clean sweeping.
Just because of the cards thing, man.
There's a much better version on the Dreamcast game.
I talked myself into it.
I know. Dude. They're both great games. Like both are great games. Not no doubt. So
okay. This one is one of my personal favorites. Legend of Zelda, The Four Swords. It was like the Pac-Man versus if you had Game Boy SPs or Game Boy Advance. You could play with friends, and it was a lot of fun beating up your friends who were Zelda, or I'm sorry, who were Link. Versus Biden, Kaitos, Eternal Wings, and The Lost Ocean, which I never played, and I've already said my pick. What about you, Frank?
I'm going to go with Biden Kaitos because as much as I like the Zelda games, the Four Swords I could never get into. That was the multiplayer one, right?
And it's the game you can only really play best with.
Yeah,
which was hard because of the setup that you had to have because everybody had to have their own
Game Boy Advance.
Biting Kaitos was an underrated game. It's a little difficult from what I can remember.
When you run a game store, it's kind of convenient. Yeah, I get that. Everybody else didn't have the convenience I did.
But Biting Kaitos was an underrated game, man. I think that's a decent game that not a lot of people talk about. I'm going with Biting.
You're going with Biting, huh?
Not Biting. Biting.
Biting. What about you, Eric?
Biting Kaitos.
Yeah. Right, and Kaitos moves on. Next in the last of the RPG bracket, we have Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness versus Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, and I never played even one of these games. Eric, you can go first.
Well, I never played... I mean, I did play a little bit of Path of Radiance, but it's old-school Fire Emblem with permadeath, and those are kind of hard to get into.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a lot more fun with the other game, so I'm going with the other game.
Okay. What about you, Frank? Pokemon or Fire Emblem?
You know what? I did play Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, and fuck that game. I'm going with Pokemon XD, even though I never played Pokemon XD.
I never played even one of them, so I'm just going to make it a clean sweep and move on with Pokemon XD. Next, we have the leftover bracket, because I couldn't fit anything out. Because a lot of these are single-player games, but there's other things in here, too. And multi-platform, too. Next, this is another one of the best games in the GameCube, so I am tainting it and already revealing my position, but Metroid Prime versus Resident Evil Zero. I choose Metroid Prime. What about you, Frank?
Super easy for me. Resident Evil Zero is a great game, but it pales in comparison
to
Metroid.
It's got issues that hold it back.
I like Resident Evil Zero, actually, but Metroid Prime is an all-time great game. I love that game and that series. I can't wait for Metroid Prime 4. I did not play the latest Metroid game. I need to pick that up on the Switch, actually. But Metroid Prime all the way, man. It's easy. Easy peasy.
Metroid Prime.
All right, clean sweep. That moves on. Next, we have Pokemon Colosseum versus Burnout 2. And I'm going to go ahead and start. Even though Burnout 2 is a multi-platform game, I have a lot of fucking fun with Burnout series. Like, Burnout 2, just trying to make the biggest wrecks as possible. Versus the Pokemon game, Colosseum game, which was, the first one was disappointing.
Well, all of them are basically just, you're fighting with the monsters in 3D, and then you're just fighting, and that's it.
Yeah, there's no collecting or none of the actual RPG elements, so I'm going Burnout 2. What about you, Eric?
Burnout 2, I never played it, but I'd sooner play that.
Burnout 2 is one of the greatest, it's a top 100 game for me. Because graphically it was the best of any version, and like you said, the point of that game was just to the Rex, like the
yes. Map,
and they don't do that anymore. And Burnout 2 is just a great game; it's just fucking awesome. So yeah, Burnout 2 for sure.
Next, we have Metroid Prime 2, which I wish I'd finished. I don't remember. I'd have to start over if I ever played it again. Versus Wario World, which I vaguely remember. Eric, what do you think?
Wario World is a weird-ass game made by Treasure, and it's not that memorable, actually.
Maybe that's why I can't remember it.
So I'm voting for the first game.
Metroid Prime 2 Echoes? What about you, Frank?
Oh, it's easy, man. I've already said Metroid Prime 2 Metroid Prime series is one of the greatest series ever. I mean,
apparently there's rumors about remasters for the Metroid Prime games.
I hope, man, because they're great. And Echoes was pretty awesome, too. I think I enjoyed Echoes even a little more than I enjoyed the first.
Two Echoes?
No, three was Corruption.
Yeah, three is Corruption, and two is Echoes, yeah.
Next, we have Chibi Robo versus Custom Robo. I never played Chibi Robo, but I fucking hate Custom Robo. Worst tart of a fucking game I've ever played. So, Chibi Robo, what about you, Frank?
Well, I have not played either of these games unusually, so, I mean,
Chibi Robo was unique, at least.
I'm gonna go with Chibi just because Chibi's cute, and, you know, there you go. Chibi.
And you said Chibi too, Eric?
Yeah.
God, Custom Robo is such a fucking shit game. I remember how hyped that thing was. We got it out in the store, put it in after like 5 minutes. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? What the fuck is this shit? Can we put it back and send it back to him? Put it back in a box, send it back to him, so we never got it. Next, we have SSX3 versus X-Men Legends. Frank, you can go first.
I like SXX3, actually. That was a good-looking game on the GameCube, for sure. It's one that, I think it would, wasn't that a launch title, SSX3? Mm-hmm. But X-Men Legends is fucking badass. So I'm going with X-Men Legends.
I'm also going X-Men Legends. What about you, Eric?
X-Men Legends.
Okay. So clean sweep again. Wow, we've had more clean sweeps today than we have ever had.
Wait till next week.
I probably did a bad job of
mixing. It's going to get bad next time.
I know. It's going to be really bad.
Next, we have Simpsons Hit and Run versus Star Trek. Or Star Trek.
What? There was a Star Trek on GameCube?
No, there was.
No, not that I can remember. It's the other Star Fox game, Star Fox Assault.
Oh,
I never played this one. I played a lot of Simpsons Hit and Run, and that's a fun fucking game. I go Simpsons Hit and Run. What about you, Eric?
Simpsons Hit and Run, even though I never played it. Star Fox Assault was meh.
Wow. What about you, Frank?
Star Fox Assault was ass. So as much as I like the other Star Fox game, Simpsons Hit and Run was super fun. GTA, basically, with Simpsons characters, blood and no guns, so... but still a ton of fun.
The worst thing about Assault was the on-foot missions. And the flying missions where you do normal Star Fox stuff was just uninspired.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that sucked. That's what you're looking for in a Star Fox game. Anyway, next we have Mega Man Network Transmission versus Shadow the Hedgehog. Mega Man Transmission, kind of weird Mega Man
game. So you got a really dumb, super edgy, stupid Sonic game versus a game that probably doesn't work the way it should.
Trek, Star Wars, really all the same.
Game. Since me and Eric are kind of debating on this, what do you think, Frank? You can go first.
Oh,
I never played Shadow of the Hedgehog.
I'm not the biggest Mega Man fan, but Shadow the Hedgehog was not a great game. I'm going to pick Mega Man just out of spite for Shadow. Skodoma says Star Trek, Star Wars, all the same.
They all got stars in them, you know.
Yeah. I'd sooner play Shadow the Hedgehog on the Xbox anyway.
And, yeah, Shadow the Hedgehog was not a good game, but Mega Man Network Transmission wasn't a good game either.
Like, and it was a better game.
Yeah, but, like, as big of a Mega Man fan as we are, like, they just... It had problems, you know? Like, they... But anyway, we shouldn't get into that. So, I'm still going to pick Network Transmission and leave it up to you, Eric.
Yeah, it's
okay, so Mega Man moves on. Wow.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep because I picked Mega Man, too.
Okay, cool. Mega Man Network Transmission moves on. And this is the last and final bracket of the day. Last competition of the day. And this one might be interesting. This one is X-Men Legends 2. Which was a superior game to the Fantastic One, versus a game which I found highly underrated. One of the problems was it needed a peripheral. And actually, I forgot, this is the other sequel. I put this game and its sequel together because they're very unique. Donkey Konga and Donkey Kong Jungle Beats. I am going to start this one off, and even though I love X-Men Legends, a huge X-Men fan, I love Donkey Konga. It was something unique about it. I'm not very rhythm oriented or anything like that, but just something about like playing Rock Lobster with bongos was fun as fuck to me. So I'm gonna go Donkey Konga. What about you, Frank?
I'm gonna go with X-Men Legends, but I agree with you, Break. I think it's one of the most unique games and one of the best rhythm games with bongos, the peripheral that you're talking about. But that's what made that game not as popular as it could be, is they charged too much for that game. And I didn't get that game until I got a used version way, way later. But
I heard that Reggie almost didn't let it happen. Stupid Reggie.
Yeah, that's a great game, man. I wish they would bring that back. Have some sort of peripheral for the Switch and let us play that again, because that's such a great game. But I gotta go with X-Men Legends too, man. It was basically X-Men Legends 1 on steroids. So I guess that leaves Eric as the...
I'm going with X-Men.
Yeah.
Alright, X-Men Legends moves on. That's the end of the tournament.
The end of
X-Men
this week.
X-Men Legends is now the greatest game of all time. Wait, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah. So I noticed something, man. You instead of 64, you did you did 100 games? Holy shit!
I did.
I think, or did you, or something like that?
No, maybe, I did like just 64.
In is there. It okay? There are some spaces in between there. I was like, Jesus Christ, man, that's a lot of
games. It's probably just the way I format.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah, okay, I see. So yeah, 64 games. Wow. Okay. Well, cool, man. I mean, I think this is a good list, man. I have my favorites in here, but
there are going to be some interesting ones. We have next week Mario Sunshine versus Beautiful Joe.
Oof.
Resident Evil versus Animal Crossing.
Oof.
Trying to scroll, but I have a cat playing with my mouse and my hand. Don't do that, cat. Soul Calibur 2 versus Time Splitters.
Oh, 2. God, I was just looking at that matchup, man. Wind that's a Waker nightmare matchup.
Wind Waker versus Thousand Year Door.
Holy fuck, that's an epic match. This next week is going to be interesting on this for sure, man. But holy shit. Good list, Break.
Did you leave Twilight Princess out because that's more of a Wii game?
Yeah.
Is exactly the reason I left it out.
Yeah, otherwise.
Because I saw it on there and I was like, wow, like that was like number. I think 2 on the GameCube 100 list, and I'm like, but it's more of a Wii game to me.
Yeah.
I almost put the Master Collection one, but then I forgot. That's
actually that's cool. What they called it, the Master Collection. Yeah.
Because that was like that was Ocarina of Time with the
Majora's DLC Mask
that they didn't have in Majora's Mask and the DLC that they were gonna originally add with the CD disc
or the disc drive. Yeah,
yeah, but that all failed through. So.
I mean, it happened, but it only released in Japan.
Right. You're right. We didn't get shit, as usual. So they threw it all on that disc. And that's it. Frank, the show's yours again.
All right. Well, let's do our plugs and get the hell out of here. We're already 15 minutes over. Yeah.
I can hear Frank's stomach growling.
Oh, God, it is. Go ahead, Break.
You can follow me at Break. Oh, shit. I don't know. What's wrong with me today, Star Trek? You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. I'm blaming it on hunger.
Yeah, I know, man. It's the hunger pains. All right. Eric, your plugs.
You can find reviews I've written on BostonBastardGate.com, or you can listen to the audio reviews I do on the feed for the show. And I got 2 new ones. They are Pocky and Rocky Reshrined and Ghostwire Tokyo. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is @ArcRPG. If you can give me as little as a dollar or however much for like one-time donation or whatever, feel free to do that. That would help me out. If you can't, then find someone who might be able to. If they might be interested, make them pay.
Make them pay. Like at gunpoint.
And I know Independence Day doesn't mean shit nowadays, but at least it's an excuse to spend time with your family.
Might be the last one we celebrate with actual independence.
Yeah, that's true. I hate to say it. All right. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. I'm not on there very often, but when I do, anyways, not going to do that whole thing. But you can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. Either one will get you there on any of the systems, PlayStation, Xbox. And I'm mostly on PlayStation. I have PlayStation 5. I am going to get an Xbox soon, so that way, I can, maybe think about getting the Game Pass and ruining my life with games that'll make me rage quit on the Xbox. But let's see, what else?
You play with 10-year-olds that call you numerous slurs that I won't mention.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even use headphones on. Like I'm usually the guy.
The Xbox is the worst at that.
But I just don't use headphones anymore.
Yeah, the Xbox is the worst for that, to be honest. Like, I just remember it.
That's only if you decide to play with randos.
I know. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where I'm fighting for our rights, at least here in Denver, and trying to hold people accountable, stuff like that. I'm 105 subscribers away from 3,000, which is pretty amazing, and I'm really appreciative. So follow me on there. And you can see something completely different than than a video game channel. But and that's about it. Oh, and watch Black Phone. It's a unique, good movie at the theaters. I want more of that. So, anything else, gentlemen?
Stay safe.
Yeah, food.
Yeah, it's food time.
Yep. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. It's Food Quest time. Later, everybody.
Mm.